Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's up and welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam Dracula, if you want to be formal and use the full name. I'm a Hornets YouTuber and podcaster, and I'm here to talk to you about our 5-4 Charlotte Hornets. I know it doesn't quite hit the same as 3-1. That was a standing. That was a record last week when I recorded. Things have, you know, cooled off a bit. The Hornets have been 2-3 since last podcast episode, but there's been some strong positives over the course of those games and some concerning negatives. I'm going to talk about all of that. All right. In this episode, PJ got hurt last night. Not something anyone wants to see. I don't have any details on that per se yet, but I'll talk about that and so much more. But before we get into all of that, I want to say thank you to BetOnline for sponsoring the podcast. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code BELIEVE50. That's BLEAV50 to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yo, how y'all doing, by the way? All right, this is where, you know, I can't hear you, you know, but you can, I'm gonna pause so you can answer. Late night, 10 p.m. game on the East Coast, as the Hornets visited the Warriors. So I'm gonna pause for like 2 seconds so you can answer either to yourself inside your head or verbally in your car, wherever you're listening to. You tired? You tired the next day? I was. I could tell you that. Okay, good to hear. All right, see, that's a little role play here. All right. The Hornets lost to the Warriors. Jordan Poole did a madness. It is what it is. Jordan Poole's nice. Like, it's not, we shouldn't be surprised. The fact that Steph didn't go off on the Hornets is a positive. But listen, this team right now, very early, like 9 games into the season, okay, this team is one of, if not the worst defensive team in the league, looking at points allowed per game, 114.9 points per game. I think they're the worst. They're about, like, at the bottom of the league as far as points allowed per game. And I think there's two major contributors to that. All right. The perimeter defense has been atrocious at times. Okay. Guys like Anthony Simons, Tyler Hero, Jordan Poole, like I mentioned, going off against us. Now, those guys aren't scrubs. Those are really good players. Hero's looking to be having a bounce back year. Simons is looking like he's coming into his own. Jordan Poole is looking very nice as well. So those guys should do well every night, but they look exceptionally fire against the Hornets, which is a rip. It's not good. I can allow it because those guys are so good. What really gets frustrating to me is when these guys get multiple shot attempts in the same half court possession, because the rebounding and second chance opportunities in general just kill any good defensive effort. Like this Hornets team, the effort is there. You know, they're just kind of slow to rotate at times. Some mismatches at times. Guys get, like, the other opposing team gets some open looks, quite a few open looks every night. And, you know, for whatever reason, ball doesn't go in the rim. Doesn't go through the rim, okay? But there's an offensive rebound, and the rebounder finds the shooter again, and he makes it second time. Like, there are times where it looks like opening shoot around when they're playing the Hornets. And it can be demoralizing, to say the least, especially when these things are happening or in the first half. Because lately, this Hornets team has gone off to a slow start. And when our opponents are getting opportunity after opportunity from three, they're going to start making those, and they start increasing that first half deficit. And to the Hornets' credit, they've been proficient in making those comebacks, making it closer than it should be. They're not always, you know, finishing, you know, completing the comeback, but they go on a run, make it a little spicy. But it's just not a way, it's not sustainable, right? And the fact that the Hornets are giving up so many points per game compared to the rest of the league, it's like, all right, man, well, something needs to give. This can't run if this team has any hopes of being a playoff team, and then, you know, avoiding the play-in. And then, you know, if somehow they do make the playoffs, I'm afraid of what's going to happen in a 7-game series if the defense is like this. So I need this team to really, really shore up the glass. And from a personnel point of view, we have Mason Plumlee. He's the starting center. He's 7 feet tall. You got PJ. He's undersized. He can play the center. He's active on the boards and in the interior, from the defensive side of things. And then you have Nick Richards, who can come in every once in a while, offer something. He's a legit 7 feet. But that's it. You know, that's the center rotation. Vernon Carey is not touching the floor anytime soon. Kai Jones is certainly not touching the floor anytime soon. So where this team is undersized and undermanned in the front court. And when you look at the last 5 games, okay, so against the Magic, Mo Bamba, 14 points, 10 rebounds. All right. Next game against the Heat, bam, 26 points, 19 rebounds. Against the Blazers in a win, Nurkic 13-14, right? Against the Cavs are cheating, by the way. All right, listen, the Cavs have too many 7-footers. It's not fair. Let us have one, okay? Jared Allen 24-16, Mobley 15-10, mad. Now the Warriors, you know, Draymond still got his rebounds. He got 10. Steph got 8. But Golden State don't have that big, like, they don't have a Bamba. They don't have definitely don't have a Bam, a Nurkic, Allen, Mobley type. So against those games, you expect the Hornets to win a rebounding battle, and they made it competitive. So, like, that wasn't a concern against the Warriors. But, like, when this team comes up with a skilled interior big, that can be a problem. I feel like I'm understating this. It is a problem. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't think this team has the horses to compete with those types of guys. And we need one of those types of guys, I think, to get to the next level, just to counteract the opposing guy. Like, I think Mason Plumlee, his rebounding is good. Okay. His hands are better than, I think, Zeller and Biz. He was moving a little sloppy, especially last night, taking fadeaway jump shots. And his passing is good. It is good. I do enjoy Mason Plumlee's passing, and he kind of faces up a little bit from the perimeter. He's not going to shoot it per se, but he's willing to put the ball on the floor around the 3-point line, which I respect. Right, that means the other team has to defend it, be aware of it. They know he's not going to shoot it, but they at least have to defend him to some degree. But man, I really wish we had a center that can draw a defender out from the paint. And maybe Kai Jones can develop into that, but he's nowhere near that yet. Nick Richards, definitely not that guy. PJ is that guy, but he's not really a center. So it's just like, oh man, what do we do? You know, where's the options here? So I'm not advocating for a trade 2 weeks into the year at all. It's way too early. And also a lot of the potential trade targets I'd like can't be traded right now, because they've already been traded or signed new contracts, what have you. You know, we need some time to tick off the clock to see what this team, like where the team holes really are, and what kind of available players would be available during the course of the season. But, you know, maybe like a Valanciunas, maybe something like that at some point, but not yet. So, yeah, listen, the defense, just, I don't know, man. Jordan Poole, man, I'm a prisoner of the moment here, so pardon me. But that first half, Jordan Poole went off. He went off, y'all. And it didn't seem like the Hornets were interested in stopping him from shooting threes. On the night, he hit 7 three-pointers. He took 16, which is crazy. He had a much better first half than second half. But, yeah, homie was on fire. Absolutely on fire. So salute to him, honestly. Like, he's going to give Bridges a run for his money in the most improved player conversation. There's a few guys I think could be in that mix, but it's by no means a lock for Bridges. But I think Bridges is certainly on his way if he continues to play this way. And he may be an all-star if he continues to play this way. So let's lock up the defense, please. Kelly Oubre, I need him. I need him on. I need him like available. I need him locked in to do what he does best, and that's defend the perimeter. Cody Martin, I need him on the floor, locking in defensively. Forget about the offensive stuff, Cody. Like, I need Cody on it, making sure these guys aren't. This isn't a 3-point contest when they play the Hornets, man. Can't be having that. Can't be having that. On the flip side, right? On the flip side of things. The offense is popping. 114.7 points per game. Only the Heat. The Hornets, our Hornets, are sandwiched between the Heat and the Lakers in the entire NBA. Right? That's not just the Eastern Conference. The entire NBA. The Hornets are the second best offense as far as points per game go. Miles Bridges is a big part of that. So it's not all doom and gloom. But it's really fitting of a just above 500 team, if you really think about it. A team that's struggling defensively, but excelling offensively. That's kind of how you end up 500, you know? You get the good and the bad, you end up in the 500 range. So I want to salute Miles. You know, last five games, 23.4 points per game, 7 rebounds. He's shooting the ball 44% from the floor, 38% from three. But what I really want to point out is his volume. Man, homie is shooting almost 19 shots a game, 18.8 specifically. Okay. I say that to say this. Oh, actually, real quick correction. 18.8 was from the last five games, 18.2 over the course of the entire season. So in the, you know, through 9 games, through the entirety of the season so far, Miles Bridges is shooting 18 times a game, all right? His rookie year, 6 times a game. His second year, 11. Last year, right? Last season, 66 games, Miles Bridges was shooting 9 times a game. He's doubled that. His volume has doubled thus far this year. His percentage suffered a little bit because of it, but it's not far off. I'll take that trade off easily, because we're talking nine attempts last year at 50%, right? Nine shots a game, and he made half of them. This year, he's shooting twice that and at 48%, which brings him to 24 points per game. Like, Miles Bridges has bet on himself, right, with not taking the contract extension. I love him for that. I respect him for that. As a fan, I wish he signed it because I just want him, lock him in, lock him down, make sure he doesn't go anywhere. That's from a fan point of view. But as a fan of him, like a fan of the Hornets, but as a fan of Bridges, this guy bet on himself going back to school for another year, and he bet on himself again in the offseason. And man, he is really paying off. I don't know how much money he's going to make. I don't care. Give it all to him. Give Bridges the bag. I don't know. This guy is a on-the-court leader from an energy point of view. He's bringing it with the stats. He's bringing it vocally and non-verbally. When the Warriors game ended, the Bally Sports cameras cut to him, and he was pissed. He was stone-faced, pissed off that they lost to the Warriors last night. And I love that. I love that energy. We need that. So the Hornets had a tough loss against the Heat. The Heat are a very good team, like a very, very, very good team. You know, if you told me they made it to the finals or Eastern Conference finals or whatever, I'd believe you. I would believe you. There's no shame in that loss. I just thought the Hornets had they came out flat in that game and could have gave the Heat a run for their money. You know, the Hornets fell down early. The Heat put 11 points on them. Had 11-point lead after the first quarter and just kind of maintained that throughout. The Hornets had a really good third quarter and a tough fourth to make it kind of interesting, but you know, the Heat were just too OP, just too overpowered, you know. That was a tough loss, you know. At that point, it was the second loss of the season. The first loss that Celtics won in overtime, I thought was a very winnable game. So after two of those types of performances, I was like, all right, how's this team going to respond? Because after that Celtics loss, they whooped up on the Magic, right? As you should. That game was way closer than it should have been, but they won, all right? Then you have the Heat game where the team looked sluggish and guys didn't look like locked in. And I was like, all right, how do you respond after a loss like that? And they brought it to the Blazers. They handled the Blazers. On Halloween, the return to Terry, by the way. Pretty fitting, isn't it? But then you had the bad loss of the Cavs and then another bad loss. So out of the first true losing streak of the year, losing to the Cavs, losing to the Warriors. The Kings up next tomorrow night. We'll see how that goes. And the West Coast road trip in general will be pretty, pretty interesting. Hopefully, things go all right. But I think Bridges... The look on his face made me as a fan think, okay, I would not want to be in that locker room, you know? Bridges, man, Bridges. So, you know, the losing Devontae, losing Malik in the offseason, we knew shots would have to go someplace. You know, there'd be more opportunities for buckets and shot attempts for somebody. I thought PJ would take a lot of those empty shots that were, like, available, basically, because Devontae and Malik, we know they like to shoot. Right. So someone had to shoot with those guys being gone. I thought PJ would be doing that. I didn't expect Miles to be doing it. I'm very happy about it because he's crushing it. He's absolutely crushing it. And I'm going to remember like that stretch last night. Four straight possessions, four straight buckets, two layups, two threes. Miles is moving with a confidence that is going to carry, I think, the rest of this team throughout the year. You know, guys are going to come and go through injury and just performance dips and things like that. I look at Miles as going to be the rock of this franchise for the rest of the season and hopefully beyond. He was a team-leading scorer for a reason, you know? LaMelo, he took a tough fall last night, landing on his hip, you know? can we put him in bubble wrap when we go on these West Coast trips, please? Thanks. You know, just a light suggestion. Because, man, he took a hard fall on his hip and he was kind of working it the entire game. He came back, you know, didn't miss any time. PJ, you know, he hyperextended his elbow, got his arm caught underneath a Warriors player and let out a loud scream. And he looked like he only had one arm. Like, he looked like his left arm was toast. So I haven't heard any definitive news on PJ's availability the rest of the way, which is a bummer because PJ carved up the Kings last year, and I would love for to see, I'd love to see a repeat of that. But so hopefully he's good for a lot of reasons, that reason included. But yeah, LaMelo, second leading scorer on the squad thus far. Last five games have been pretty like spotty, I would say. Decent overall, maybe a little less than what we've come to expect from LaMelo, especially from a percentage point of view. 38% from the floor, 30% from three. He shot six point six threes per game in those last five games, and then it stopped falling. The free throw percentage is there, 90%, two free throws per game though. So not a lot, not a really big sample size, which is a bummer because I know I just talked about him getting hurt or not getting hurt. Well, he's hurt, but not injured. It's one of them, him having a hard fall and, you know, wrapping him in bubble wrap. I'm not eager to see him, you know, throwing his body around like Dwayne Wade, but I think he's very skilled at getting to the rim. And when the jumper isn't there, I want to see him going, being more aggressive, getting to the cup. He's not. I don't want him dunking on people. Just, you know, use that ability, that Euro step, that dribble, that handle, that vision, and get those easy buckets at the rim. Don't be so reliant on threes when they're not falling like they are or they have been last five games. So I'm not worried about him at all, but just something to keep an eye out for, because I think everyone should be just remind themselves that Melo, I think, only now just played his 60th game in his career. He's not a rookie, but he is a rookie at the same time. So like his NBA service time is of a rookie. He's still very young. He has a long way to go as far as development goes. And we're spoiled because he's very good already, which, you know, long term makes me wonder how good he'll be eventually. I think very good. I think really, really good. But as of now, just be mindful of the point he is in his career, right? It's going to take some time for it all to come together. Gordon Hayward, he is baffling to me, Gordon Hayward. He's fantastic. He's playing very well. I need more volume from him, man. I need more shot attempts. Gordon Hayward should not be shooting the ball the same amount of times per game as Kelly Oubre. That can't run. It can't. I like Kelly Oubre a lot, but he is not the offensive player Hayward is. Hayward is a three-level scorer. He can do everything offensively, and he's shooting the ball 12.8 times per game. Oubre is at 11. No. That needs to flip. Not flip. That needs to change. I need Hayward to up the aggression. He's too good to not be shooting more, you know? And they're quiet buckets, but they're good buckets. They're high efficient. He's shooting almost 50% from the floor so far this year. 48% from three, man. Like, get it. Get your shots up. Get the green light. Green light Gordon, man. Like, let's get it. We need it. I talked about how the team offensively as a whole is scoring a ton, but it could be better. And when the defense is playing like this, we need the offense to counteract it, right? And Hayward is a bucket, and they got to get the levels up. And another thing is when this team is cold, we need guys like him to step up. He's when he's on the floor with Ish, Cody, Kelly, PJ. And it's Hayward. Hayward would be the fifth guy. That's not a lot of offense there. Like, there's not a lot of firepower. Hayward is the firepower. PJ can shoot it. He can score. But I'm not looking at Ish, Cody, and Kelly as guys to be shooting in those half-court possessions or forcing up shots. I need Hayward or PJ to be like, yo, you guys are on here to play defense. We're here to score in the half court. Sure, those other guys can shoot. They can score. They're capable at it, but I need Hayward in those instances to be an alpha on the floor and like, yo, give me the ball. This is my time. This is my job to be leading the second unit to make sure we don't either lose a lead or to make sure we get back into a game while the starters are getting some rest. So I love Hayward. I need him to get involved more. I need him to up the levels. Terry Rozier, through these last, he's played three of the last five games, right? He came back on Halloween. in those games, 14 points per game, 3 assists, 4.7 rebounds, shooting 34% from the floor, 33% from three. If you didn't know that was Terry Rozier, you may maybe think it was Kelly Oubre, someone like that, right? The issue is Terry Rozier is one of the main players on this team. He's a vital piece to what this team has going on for themselves. I look at the core of this team presently as Hayward, Terry, LaMelo, and Miles. And he's the only one of the group that isn't really clicking. And I'm giving Terry all the benefit of the doubt. All right, he just got back from an injury. It's going to take time for him to warm up, to get ready, because Terry's too good for this to last, you know? Terry time is legit. He was the best fourth quarter. Best fourth quarter player last season. Terry's going to get this right. This is going to take some time. It was just on display last night, like last couple games, actually missing layups, making weird offensive plays. Like I think it'll start clicking with Terry. It's just, everything is down. The volume and percentage is not it. Three games is a small sample size. That's one of the main things I'm going to look out for this West Coast road trip, is when Terry will start clicking. Because when Terry starts clicking, everything will be right again. You know, everything will work itself out at that point. Because it's also strange, too, that while Terry was out, and when he's not really clicking like we know he could, we're not seeing much of James Bouknight. And I want to make this perfectly clear. I am not advocating James Bouknight to play over Terry Rozier in any capacity at all. Okay? At all. If there's minutes to be had, Terry should have 100% of those minutes. Okay? Between the two of them. But. Bouknight, 9 games into the league, into the season, in his career, he's played 3. There's 3 rookies in the first round that haven't scored yet. One of them is Keon Johnson, who's hurt, and the other two are Bouknight and Kai Jones. I'm just asking a rhetorical question here. What is the plan with Bouknight and Kai? Kai Jones is a big-time, long-term project. I am cool with him watching from the sidelines. But Bouknight is a different story. And we didn't see, when Terry was hurt, we didn't see Bouknight play outside of garbage time. I would not have bet on. I even now, saying it out loud, still kind of blows my mind. We saw Cody excel, and with given the opportunity, Cody excelled and made the most of that. Jalen McDaniels made the most of that time. So, you know, there's competition there. Competition is good. Depth is good. And, you know, we can remain wondering when James Bouknight is going to touch the floor. But I just want to float that out there. I'm curious. I personally don't think we see Bouknight or Kai Jones play in 2021. Like, I think in January, February, those guys will be in the mix more, but we just got to November. I think we go through November through December without seeing these guys on the floor easily, unless there's some catastrophic injury or something like that, which I don't want at all. I want these guys to play because they earn it, not because guys get hurt. So just to put a bow on this, you know, the team is one game above 500, 5-4. Right. The offense is hitting, the defense not so much. And again, that's how you end up at 5-4. That's how you end up 500. One step forward, one step back type of thing. This team is among the best scoring teams. They're top of the league in assists. I think they're 4th in assists. And no team is shooting more than them, mind you. 94.4 shots per game. No team in the league is taking more shots than the Hornets. I'm here for this. It's very fun to watch as a fan. Very fun to watch. This team is tough. This team is resilient. They've shown the ability to find their ways back into games after slow starts. It's a good skill to have, but I hate watching it because I hate that it exists. I wish they'd come off ready to go from tip, but I can take comfort knowing that they have the ability to make a comeback if they fall behind. If this team can avoid falling significantly behind in the first half, you can't win every quarter, you know, but just don't get blown out in the first half, please. If they can avoid that, and hopefully stop or slow down, at the very least, opposing teams' bigs, all will be right in the world, at least the Hornets' world. Thank you so much for listening. I've been Sam. You've been great. You've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. I really appreciate the support and you listening, and hope you have a good weekend and we get to watch some Hornets basketball. Don't stay up too late. All right. DVR if you have to, watch it in the morning. All right. These West Coast games are tough. Hopefully things go well. I'm going to talk about it next week. Take care. Stay safe. Peace.
Perfect.
Ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save